turn it off.
Well,
you want to give the introduction today?
Yeah. Welcome back to Primetime Nonsense.
Episode 2, baby.
Episode 2. Took a little bit to get
it. We were just prepping. Like, that was our pilot, and, like, we had to talk to producers, and...
Yeah.
Producers gave us the okay for more episodes.
We didn't think we would have any views. Plays?
Listens.
Nah, that's too long.
Listen? Plays.
Plays
on multiple platforms, by the way.
Yeah. You could find us on almost every platform.
Like, literally every single platform there is.
Yeah. Yeah,
Think of one platform in your head, listener. We're on that.
Yeah. Check that.
That.
Search Primetime Nonsense on literally everything. Apple Podcasts, too.
Like, magic, dude. It was just like...
Yeah.
We made it.
No. Yeah, 33. If you're listening to it right now, 33 plays on episode 1.
Oh.
So, for the listeners here, we're going to play a quick ad. So, here it is.
Yeah,
we got a little sponsorship thing.
Not really.
Well, we
got sponsored by the app that we use, technically, which is like a...
It counts. It's
free for all, yeah.
It's a free-for-all.
But like, but if we...
So, here it is.
Because both of us don't have jobs right now, so...
Yeah.
If you're listening and you're like, oh, we want to give some money to Miska and Seabass, like, just play the episode like a lot of times in a row.
Yeah, I don't know how it really works,
No, me neither. We'll figure that out once we get the views.
Yeah.
Once it takes off.
We'll cut a post.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll post. All right, so here's the ad. All right, so today... We're laughing because we just added the ad.
Added the ad. But add it in post.
Yeah, we added in after. So right now we just took a quick pause.
Literally, 2 second pause.
Quick pause. So right now, we're gonna be talking about top travel destinations.
Yeah, top travel destinations.
Where do you want
to
go?
And least favorite.
Oh, yeah.
Least likely to travel destination.
Can I start out with the least likely?
Yes.
Mongolia. What is there?
Dude, horseland. There's mad horses over
mad
there.
Mad horses. That's what I heard.
Yeah. There's but not also, much, though. I think it's like China, though.
Like, similar, but I'm pretty sure most of the people, if
how
not
do you think
all,
of that so fast? I didn't even know I forgot Mongolia existed.
Well, because I think of the nomadic peoples.
Ah.
There's a lot of them.
Do you think there's like any cities in Mongolia?
Like urban areas?
That's what cities are.
No. No chance.
I'm gonna look it up real quick.
We'll get a quick research. What's another place you don't wanna go to? I was gonna say the
Amazon.
I was thinking
the Amazon too, but like I didn't wanna be like, I don't know, like a dick.
I just said I did not wanna go to Mongolia. Pretty sure they're not listening to the podcast.
All right, no, Siberia.
Oh, where? The gulags?
Yeah, did we talk about gulags in religion class today?
Oh, did you?
Yeah. That doesn't sound very fun.
No.
I don't think they exist anymore.
North Korea definitely's got some gulags going on.
Dude, Mongolia's got huge cities.
We stand corrected.
Wow.
Mongolia has massive cities. What's it called?
Oh my God, say that word. Listener, this is
Ulaanbaatar. Ulan Bator.
No. Ulan Bator.
Yeah.
Wow, I'm impressed.
What's the population of Mongolia? Can you look that
up as well?
Mongolia
population.
Wait, quick guess. What's your guess?
$15,600,000
I'm gonna go 100,000.
No. Oh my God.
I meant to say 100 million. 100 million.
100 million.
Because I don't think they account for the nomads. So
no,
I think
they
just
to,
round
they're
it.
They're citizens.
You're telling me if I'm charging through the plains on a horse that I'm a citizen? I don't know. I don't know the laws.
Hold on.
3 million.
All right.
Million people.
You were closer. Dude, that one city that we looked at makes a third of their population.
What did you just say? I was closer. I said 100 million, and you said 15 million?
No, I thought you said 100,000.
No, but I would have been closer.
You would have been closer at 100,000. I should have guessed 100,000.
Wow. That's not a lot of people.
That is not a lot of people.
I mean, I'm sure the scenic landscapes, sick.
I mean, kinda, yeah. Horse riding, though, sucks.
Yo, that's Have you that's ever been awful. Horse riding?
Get this. I went to Yellowstone in seventh grade. National Park? Yeah, and we stayed in, like, Wyoming, like, next to Yellowstone for, like, a couple days.
Ugh.
One day, my mom thought it was a good idea to make us go horseback riding with, like, through a trail horse. And, like, with a guide.
Oh, yeah?
Me and my dad wore jeans.
Oh!
Horrible idea.
Bad shape going on.
It was the worst. It was so painful.
That's tough.
Like, I felt like I'd throw up for, like, 2 hours. It was trash.
From your jean chafe?
Yeah.
Huh.
No, jean just, you know, the horse rocking.
Yeah.
It's a lot. All right.
We're getting off topic again.
No, dude, I went another time in Costa
Rica. You've gone horse.
Yeah, dude, in Costa Rica with Drew.
Oh,
we
yeah.
Were horseback riding.
Our friend Drew Regan. I wasn't there. They were there.
Yeah. We'll have him on the episode soon. Drew, if you're listening, we'll have you on soon.
Yeah. Episode 3.
You got it. Yeah. Episode 3. Oh, no, I'm cool with that.
Which could come after Christmas at the rate we're getting these episodes. But it won't.
We're bi-weekly. No. No, we're our plan is to do 2 episodes a week.
But we've been busy.
Yeah.
Happy belated Thanksgiving. That was the last time. The weekend before Thanksgiving was our last episode.
Yeah, happy belated Thanksgiving to all of our hundreds of thousands of listeners.
33. And there might be repeats. We don't know.
Yeah. But going back to my horse point, my horse was emaciated. This thing was like a stick. Like, Man, yeah, they don't have a whole lot of food, like, in rural Costa Rica, but, like, dang, this was, like, I weighed as much as this horse.
That's hard to do, because horses usually weigh
they're usually
significantly
thick,
larger.
Thick animals.
Way larger. All right. Where's your number one destination?
Number one?
Like, to go.
Australia.
Are you joking?
Dude, east coast of Australia looks unreal.
Yeah, send me a postcard when you get bitten by a tarantula.
Dude, look up the Gold Coast. Look up the Gold Coast. It is beautiful.
Yeah, I will. I'm sure the beach, great.
Yeah, the whole, like, desert thing, not the move, though.
Not the move. Well,
I mean, it might be for, like, a little bit, but, like, mad snakes. Like, that's, like, the most dangerous country, I think.
In terms of, like, insects?
Death-wise?
Death-wise. Death by animal? I think so.
Yeah, no, for sure.
Oh, I saw this post the other day. It said, like, whatever population was, like, kangaroos, like, how many there were in the world. It said, if every kangaroo in the world invaded Ohio, each person would have to fight off 6. 6 kangaroos in Ohio.
Hold on, so...
Could you fight off 6 kangaroos? I don't think so.
Me? No. I am no fighter. Never mind a kangaroo fighter. Those things are huge.
With a weapon, though? Could you take them out?
I don't really got much experience with weapons, so, like, I might be good. I don't know.
Like, a baseball bat.
Oh, I'm talking, like...
I'm not talking about, like, a pistol. Semi-auto? No.
No, that'd be cake, though. You got them just hopping at you. Boom, boom.
Yeah.
No, but that means... Hold on. So every person in Ohio?
Yeah, per person,
meaning
6
Meaning
kangaroos.
Citizen or... human, like, including children. Because if, like, I got my little cousin trying to fight 6 kangaroos.
Right, that...
Overpowered.
I think it's population, but that brings up the issue that if your little cousin Max is taken out, you have to take over his leftover kangaroos. Well, let's say he takes out 1.
Oh, he's dead.
How old is your cousin Max?
I think 7.
Oh, he could wrestle a baby...
Nah.
What's it called?
Kangaroo?
A Jimmy?
It might be.
No, it's a...
Emu?
That's a completely different animal.
Did we learn about emus in environmental science?
Oh, yeah?
And we learned about the Great Emu War? You ever hear about this?
Yes, but if you learned about it, please give us some hints.
Yeah, so it was, like, back in the day, like... These emus were, like, a problem to the farmers. Like, they were,
this,
like,
is in Australia, right?
I think so. Yeah. Yeah, no doubt. And, like...
No doubt.
And it was... like, becoming an issue because they were, like, destroying all their crops and whatever. And so, like, they brought the army in to, like, fight the emus.
They went to war?
They went to war. Like, Australian troops went to war with the emu population. And the emus won.
How?
I don't know. How? I don't know the details. I don't know the details. I think they only had machine guns. I don't know if it was
what
like
What do you mean they only had machine guns? The army.
No, but think, like, power in numbers, like...
Yeah, that's why Ohio would lose the kangaroo fight.
Yeah, no, kangaroos are definitely worse than emus.
Think about the old and sickly.
Oh, yeah, no doubt they're taking out six of them.
They're gonna look at one and maybe croak.
Yeah, no, yeah, for sure.
If you saw a wave
Ohio,
of emus or a kangaroo... Call that
kangaroo land. Just obliterated.
Yeah, but, like, what if, like, per kill, each emu could, like, split in half?
What?
I'm saying,
if I were to kill an emu, or
no,
kangaroos or emus,
either one. I think it's just
yeah,
about
they're
the
like
same
cousins.
Population. No, one's a mammal, one's a bird.
Oh,
do you know
what?
Do you know what an emu is?
Emus can fly. No wonder they won.
No, it's like an ostrich.
Oh, that makes sense then.
It's like
yo,
I think
ostriches are bitches. Trash ass animal.
Why?
I don't know. I feel like they're just kind of like...
They literally have done nothing to you. Yo, right, you know what bird did do?
I'm sorry, ostriches, wherever you are.
You know what bird did do something to me?
Seagull.
What?
You never got attacked by a seagull. I could see you being that kid that's like...
No, dude. First grade...
Petrified of seagulls.
First grade field trip apple picking?
Chickens?
Turkey.
Oh!
You remember that?
I remember that.
Yo, I got stabbed.
Who else got... I think mad kids got pecked.
No, just me. I literally was like... It was on one of those farms where the animals kind of, not roam free, but they have a few chickens and the flightless birds. I mean, turkeys can fly, but that turkey was not going anywhere.
Oh, yeah, no. Miss Nancy could not protect
you. Is
this
the second time we've brought up Miss Nancy?
Did we bring up the first one? No way.
I don't know.
Anyway. I think we talk about her a decent amount.
I think
Drew's here.
Fresh grade teacher.
I just saw Drew draw.
Drew Regan might be making an
appearance. Yeah, so we are currently in the parking lot of the Lawrence YMCA.
Yeah, we were waiting
for... Drew, but he had to make a quick pit stop, and now he might be coming back to the car. I don't know where he parked, but...
We don't know.
Yeah, we don't know. We'll ask him about his travel destinations. Where's your favorite travel destination? Your
travel destination?
Your highest travel destination on your list.
I want to go to the place in Peru. Machu Picchu?
Machu, like on the mountain
on
where
the
they got the old city?
Where they got the old city?
Yeah,
I feel
yeah.
like that'd be so cool.
That would be so
from
cool.
From a, like a visual, like...
Like eyes?
Yes, like eyes.
Yeah, like looking at it.
From like a visually appealing perspective, but
yeah.
like for like...
What about like to do things?
England.
Like England.
London.
Yeah.
Watch
Big
game.
City.
The Prem. Oh! We have our
we
friend
have
here. We have
Drew
our
Regan here. Yeah.
What is up, boys?
We are mid podcast.
We are mid podcast.
Drew entered the car.
What is the topic of discussion?
Place you'd most like to visit in the world,
like highest destination traveled.
Trip. We're talking like visually appealing first, and then like logistically to do things.
I feel like Greece is pretty dope.
Is that like visually like
visually
appealing? Visually,
that's
pretty dope.
Yeah.
Or like Bora Bora or something like that.
Can you find Bora Bora on a map?
No.
No, nope, you can't.
Not at all. I don't know if I could find fucking Greece on a map.
Meanwhile, listener, this kid has like a 6.3 GPA.
6.3 out of 5.
Exactly.
Yeah. So.
Wait, so what about to do things?
To do things?
Like to do
yeah,
like a
like,
7-day trip doing different
dude,
things.
I don't want to backpack through Europe. That'd be dope as fuck.
That
I feel like
you'd
get
sick.
Murdered.
No way, dude.
I don't know.
Dude, my mom and her friends did it back in the day.
Yeah, exactly.
I rest my case. Where's her friends? We don't know.
True. Very true. Maybe a little background research, but...
Yeah, I feel
no,
like
No, I think
to
you could do it. You could probably backpack, like, across a bunch of countries.
Yeah. Or a cruise. A cruise that stopped at a bunch of places for, like, 7 days.
That'd be pretty fire.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be sick.
Would you stay on this hemisphere, or would you go, like...
Would it be, like, a European cruise? Like, a Mediterranean type
thing?
Oh, I
didn't think about that.
Or an
you
Alaskan
think about
one.
Half the world?
Shit. Might have to, pop out to the... What is it, Eastern Hemisphere?
Eastern.
Eastern.
No.
We're in the West.
Yeah,
yeah
Eastern.
We're in the West.
Yeah.
Might have to do a Mediterranean cruise. Don't know.
I think that's an old people thing.
I don't know.
True. Very true.
Yeah, dude, my grandmother's taking a river cruise.
Oh, no, that's
none of that
in old, Europe.
None like, of that like river Bulgaria. Cruise. I feel like what that's do you mean? For old people. Like a river cruise.
Where do you think you're going?
Where are you?
Like a ocean cruise? I don't know.
Yeah. Like a European Mediterranean thing.
Yeah. You like stop at like all
stops. You wouldn't go Asia?
Yo, Asia be fire.
I feel like, what's that place? Dubai? Dubai would be sick.
Oh, that's like Middle East though. Yeah. That's like
no, sick. Dubai, visually appealing, I think that might be my top.
True. Would you have to wear one of those white cloaks though?
No. Wait.
For the style you might have.
I feel
you
like might you might have
to. That would be pretty dope.
With some white sandals?
Dude, I would look
Are
sick.
Are we talking like unlimited money? Like, can I be whipping a Lamborghini in Dubai?
Okay.
I mean, I guess. We were thinking more like places, but okay, like, okay. Yeah. You could be. You could go into Abu Dhabi.
What is your top bucket list item?
Top
bucket list?
Yeah, things you want to do before.
I croak.
Before you croak.
I kind of want to skydive.
I was going to say the same thing.
But I feel that's like basic. That's basic.
I know, that's what I was going to say. It's kind of like basic.
And you got the Miss King's husband situation. Always risk.
Oh my God.
Always a risk.
Old gym teacher back in elementary, middle school.
Yeah.
Husband, dead.
No,
parachute didn't open.
Myth. This
failed.
Is,
no.
This is a myth.
I think it's a confirmed rumor.
We never true. Asked her, but this is what
well,
kids would
she
say.
She was an absolute bitch and a half.
Oh my
totally
God.
I totally see it. Like, if my husband died, skydiving accident.
If your husband died?
2019, it's okay.
It's 2018. What world are you living in? It's mad hot in this car,
it is
by
so
the way.
Hot
it's
the windows are
roasting. Absolutely
Yo, can
roasting.
I'll open some windows. Oh, shit. Yeah.
The car is not on.
Yeah.
Okay.
Could be some background noise because we're in a parking lot.
We'll get some airflow.
No, this is good.
All right, we'll be solid. All right, yeah, what about solid. You, Seabass? Bucket list.
Bucket list? Oh. I don't know, man. This is I asked a question without thinking about my own answer.
I would definitely put see a Premier League game in England.
Oh,
like
yeah.
Definitely
yeah.
That's like
something super
I need
high.
To do that.
Yeah. Or like a World Cup game.
Oh yeah, like
like a World Cup finals. That'd be crazy.
That'd be wild.
Oh, go to a festival. Those look wild.
A festival.
Like
be a living one.
I'd like to
like
go to
those
a festival?
Raves. Like what the fuck are the raves called?
Burning Man?
Yeah.
Like in a desert?
Like Burning Man or like... Oh, what's the super like white chick one? Coachella?
Oh my God.
No,
festival.
Just,
I feel
like
to go to a festival.
Well, like you just camp out in a tent and
I thought you were saying festival like food, like, you know, like food
like
and stuff.
Fair,
I thought, immediately
fair.
I thought of Indonesian marketplace. I don't know why, but like just chilling on the docks. Indonesia though, feel like it'd be a cool place.
I think it'd be cool.
I don't know where
low
Indonesia
key say with
you
Vietnam.
You don't know where Indonesia is.
Where is Indonesia?
It's in
it's
Oceania.
The Mad Islands.
It's
Mad
Oceania? Island. You made that up.
No, it's not. Look up Oceania right now.
Kid, you're trash
what
at geography
it,
right
what
now.
What is it next to?
Like, it's north of Australia and south of Asia. It's like in that little gap.
Okay.
You would know. How do you not know where Indonesia is?
I feel like the Philippines is in that region too.
I think it
it's
is.
It's the same thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, I'm in the right area.
No, you know what looks dope? New Zealand.
There my cousin went there for a, like a school.
Yeah, it's cold in this car now.
Yeah. We got mad cold.
Yeah, alright.
We got mad cold.
Yo, the homies in the car next to us are peeping me right now.
They got tinted windows on a Prius.
Yeah, that's...
Damn.
Kind of sketch.
Yeah, no,
no cap.
We'll just...
No cap.
Yeah. Alright, how long have we been going
I think this is a good amount of time.
Wow, 20 minutes.
This is
a new high score.
Do we increase every time?
Eventually,
yeah.
It's just going to be like 2 days.
2 days right, worth of recordings.
I'll be back to you guys next time about my bucket list item.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is.
We'll have to continue that. But
I'll
think.
All right.
Bi-weekly.
Yeah, bi-weekly.
Not bi-weekly. Twice a week. It's not bi-weekly, but close enough.
Bi-weekly is once every 2 weeks.
I learned that.
Okay.
He learned it after last time. All right. We'll see you guys
All right.
Next time.
Yeah, tune in.
Tune in.
You
episode
heard?
3. This was episode 2.
Tune
if you haven't, if you haven't already,
oh,
check out episode 1.
Subscribe.
Yeah.
Did you end it?
No.
No.
No, you're still talking. Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Can you subscribe?
No.
Through the app.
Do any sort of following you can. Maybe like it somehow.
I think like you guys it. Should like you could definitely.
We don't know how our own app works.
We did an ad for the app, but we don't know how it works.
Find us on Spotify,
Apple Podcasts, Spotify.
Yeah.
Anchor.
And then the other
literally
one.
Everything else.
All the big platforms.
Everything.
All the
major.
Huge platforms.
All right.
All right. Check you out, listener.
Adios.
Listeners.
Listener, plural.